I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An East African drought has caused Somalia's worst food shortage in 50 years. Livestock is dying in droves and families are starving. But is it a famine? Kathy Herholt with World Concern says
things need to reach a certain level in order for an official famine to be declared. And those things are at least 20% of the population is facing extreme food shortages, and at least 30% of children are suffering from acute malnutrition, and at least 2 people out of every 10,000 are dying each day due to starvation or a combination of severe hunger and illness.
These things are happening in pockets of Somalia, but not the whole country. Several humanitarian groups issued a joint statement saying global aid can't wait until famine is officially declared. You can support World Concern as they give food and water in the name of Jesus. And we'll begin a new series today with MNN's Katie Harth.
According to Wycliffe Global Alliance, more than 1,600 language communities still have no access to God's Word. Oral Bible translation is a strategic linchpin for getting Scripture into every living language.
It is the same Bible as if it were written down, but the whole process from the beginning to end is done in oral or audio format.
Nathan Ritchie is an oral Bible translation trainer serving Wycliffe USA. 80% of the world's population prefers oral communication. That's almost 6 billion people. Oral Bible translation helps remove the barriers between these people groups and the Lord. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.